And in 1892, when there was a strike at Homestead, Pennsylvania, a steel plant belonging to Andrew Carnegie, and the Carnegie Corporation and Henry Clay Frick managing it, called out the Pinkerton Detective Agency to break the strike, and the Pinkertons moved into the area, and there was a gun battle, and a number of the strikers were killed, and then Emma Goldman and Alexander Berkman and a few of their friends getting together in Worcester in the ice cream parlor, which they now owned. Anarchists were always figuring out ways to make money. Not a lot of money, just a little money, just survival money, just enough money to play out a magazine, enough money to maybe to escape the factory and so on. So this ice cream store in Worcester was one of their things, and so they heard about what had happened in Homestead, Pennsylvania, and decided we have to do something now, which, they do it in Europe. They assassinate czars and chiefs of police and people who symbolize the terror regimes. And now we're going to do this in the United States. We're going to kill Henry Clay Frick. They were 20, 21 years old. And Berkman sets out to do this, and they get him a suit. Because you can't, when you kill somebody, you can't look bad. They get him a new suit, and they get him a gun, and they get a train ticket to Pittsburgh, and he gets into Henry Clay Frick's office. He was a very good anarchist, a very poor assassin, and he fired away and missed, Anyway, he was then sort of knocked unconscious and then put on trial and sentenced to 22 years in prison for attempted murder. As usual, people usually jailed for attempted murder did not get 22 years in prison, but an anarchist who is, and this is still the case today, that is, political criminals who have committed the same acts that other people have committed who are not political people, the political criminals will get sentences twice or three times as big. Just that's the way the system works. And